swing cash. I call her swing cash. Swing cash. I call her swing
cash. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. It's your girl, Swing Cash. I appreciate you all for joining us. You know how we do it every week. I am grateful and honored that you take the time out to spend it here with us. Remember, you can follow us on all social media platforms. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Whatever you, wherever you're at, we're there. So make sure you follow us at She's Got Time. And also make sure you send us over some emails as well. You can email us at swinggottime@gmail.com. Now, I've been reading some of the comments, and I appreciate you all for commenting and liking all of our social media pages. We do appreciate y'all, but keep that up. It's good to interact and be able to get your feedback and your thoughts on how you like the podcast, and also some suggestions for our next few coming podcasts to come. So appreciate you all. Now, y'all know how we started out from the top. Let's do a rewind to the week that was. So this past week, I had a wonderful opportunity to continue to travel, as you know, y'all know I love to do. But just got an opportunity to look at some new business ideas for 2019. And you know how things sometimes come in waves. Sometimes there's a few things that are happening. Sometimes it can be a bunch of things at once. And the one thing that I learned about myself was that I had matured and had growth in the area of saying no. Now, a lot of times I know we, especially as women, sometimes we struggle with saying no. But I realize sometimes when you have so much on your plate that you have to be able to not only balance things, but be able to decipher when something is just not right at that time. So this was a pretty cool week of growth for myself individually, not only as a woman, but also as a business owner, as someone that is looking at new projects and opportunities and partnerships. So that was really fascinating for me. And it was something that I could reflect on and say, hey, I know that I've grown in this area, because after saying no, I didn't feel guilty right away. I don't know if any of you have struggled with that in the past, but that's an area that I've had to learn and work and grow in. So that was fun for me to be able to see my growth in that area. And also, I was able to see a little bit of growth in Saint. I know you all follow my husband and I on social media, and I know you send me all the comments about the pictures. You love to see our family pictures. We don't share him as much on social media, just because we like to make sure that we're sharing the pictures and things that we want to put out there. Saint has his own page and it's private, but you can try to follow him. If you're family or friends, obviously you will be able to access it. If not, then, you know, maybe when he gets a little bit older, he'll accept you. But, you know, social media is one of those things I've learned that it can be powerful tool that you can use for whether it's business, creating relationships and friendships throughout the world, but it also can be a very toxic place. And if not managed right, you can let it affect kind of your mental, your physical. It can really just bring negative energy into your day. And so I do encourage all of you to make sure you get a dose, but not too much all the time. I know we live in an age today where social media is God to a lot of people. Just make sure you're balancing that. So that was my week of really balancing business, family, and also what I let enter my kind of mental and physical space when it comes to social media. So this week's episode, this is episode 10, we are talking about trusting the timing of your life. And that means trusting the timing and the space that you're in at this point in time. All right, so for some of y'all that are watching us on YouTube, because we also have a YouTube channel, so make sure you go subscribe to that at She's Got Time. You will see that I have on this sweater that is Sade. I actually love her, but who doesn't love Sade, right? I actually saw this sweater. My husband got it for me, actually, but I saw it in my closet and I wanted to wear it today. I had a whole other kind of direction I wanted to go in with the podcast, but I saw this sweater and it made me think of kind of one of her most real famous songs, and that's No Ordinary Love. And how I'm going to tie in kind of Sade and this song and what it kind of reflects to me and why trusting the timing of your life is so important. Because I look at the word love, right? And sometimes we love work, we love relationships, we love money, we love family. Love is a common thread that we continue to see in every aspect of life, right? And sometimes love can be really hard. Love, you can be going through a rough relationship. You can be going through a rough time at work. You can be going through a rough time with your church or your organization, with your mosque. You can be going through a tough time with the ladies in the PTA, who knows? But we always need to remember kind of where things started and why we were able to whether participate or join organizations or be a part of a relationship. And that's love. And when you first initially start a new job or you start to be on a, if you're on a new team, if you're starting a new business, everybody has this full-blown excitement because they love it, right? They love it. And it's not normal. It's not just ordinary. It's not your everyday love. It's a passion that you have because passion is love, right? But there's different times in our life that we have to go through the hard parts of love. And sometimes we have to recall the good parts of love as well. So when I say that this episode is about trusting the timing of your life, I'm going to ask you all a question to think about this. Is where are you right now in your life? We all see all the craziness that's going on around the country and the unbelievable racism, and whether it's in the political sphere, whether it's in organizations, the racism, bigotry, xenophobia, just all of it that's happening in our country, it's really bubbled up to the surface. And I'm not going to get into all the negativity about that, but what I want to look at is what we can do to combat and make sure that we're in a good space with our everyday life. And trusting the timing that you're in. Sometimes it's really, really hard, right? When you're going through a lot of different things. Moms go through it a lot when you're trying to balance a lot of different stuff and you feel like, you know what, I got that mom guilt a little bit and I'm not doing anything perfect. I'm just getting by doing a bunch of different things. You got to learn to love yourself. You got to learn to take a step back and realize what you have in life right now that's more important than being right or being there 100% of the time, or worrying that you're not living up to someone else's expectations. You got to take a step back and have, people talk about it all the time now. You have coaches that are out there talking about it and these self-help gurus, but that self-love, right? How do we as women, as men, connect to the origin of when we first feel that love, whether it's the love, passion for work, whether it's the love for relationships, how do we take the time to really tap back into that? Or even in marriage. Because when you first get married, you think about walking down that aisle, you think about the honeymoon, you think about everything that comes with it. People say those first couple of years of marriage are a lust and they're love, but it's just the easy part and you haven't hit any bumps in the road, right? Well, at work, your first couple of years or months, whatever the case may be, at work, everybody's new. Everybody wants to help you be the best you can be. But then everybody digs in and everybody's fighting for and trying to move forward, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. And you sometimes can, those memories and those feelings that you had could be really faint and in the back of your mind, and you forget what the work looked like, you forget what the time looked like that you put in to have that love. So the common thread is always, how do we get back to that place of love and passion for whatever it is we're doing in life and trust in the timing that we're in? If you're somebody that's a workaholic, you love work, you love work, you love work, my question for you is, do you love anything else that's around you as much as you love that job? If you're a person that loves money, after you go and buy the most expensive purse, the most expensive jewelry, whatever you go and buy, spend your money on to look good or to have for other people, do you feel that same love in your relationship? Do you feel that same love, or is it just a high at the moment and then it's done? So are we too focused on chasing all these other things and not trusting the timing that we're in and tapping back into what the origin is of the love and the passion that we have for something? See, for me, one of the things I learned about myself is that I love to challenge myself to be better. I love to figure out how I'm getting to that next thing. Last week we had Charlie Jeter on the show, and I loved the fact that she was talking about being a mom and that she needed work. She needed work because that's who she was. And having work also made her a better mom to her son. Well, I could definitely relate to that because I feel for myself personally, being able to have work has been like an outlet for me after my retirement. And after retiring from the WNBA, a lot of times people know this, athletes struggle with what's next. I was always a planner. People ask me all the time, Swin, when did you know what you were going to do after you retired? I'm like, y'all, I was already planning my retirement when I got drafted. The same day they said Swin Cash, number two pick in the WNBA draft, and called me on stage, my brain was already thinking, what's next? Now, everybody's not wired like that, but I was. But when it really happened, that's when you have to figure out. For my whole life, all I could remember is doing working out or training for a season, for to pursue a championship, or or to be going overseas. Like everything was always, everything revolved around basketball. And so I loved it. I loved it. I poured everything into it. Everything I had, I loved playing basketball. So when I decided to retire, it was that next phase of life. And it was like, well, what's going to replace that kind of passion and love? If work for me was that. That's my outlet. That's where I have the ability to try to pursue perfection. Now, none of us are perfect. Hell no. Nah. I'm not perfect. I don't know about you. Maybe y'all are, but I'm not. But I remember my drama coach in high school used to always say, practice isn't for perfect. Practice is for habit, right? And so every day I get up and I practice and prepare to be the best that I can be because I love my job. I love my career. I love trying to continue to be a trailblazer, to continue to open up doors. I love to try to help this world be a better place because I now have a young son and I love that kid with all I've got. I love my son. And I want him to grow up in a better place than his father and I. So I commit myself to that. But it's my job is not completely who I am. And I've learned that I've had to try to figure out how to balance and how to have a common thread of love throughout my relationships, throughout my family, throughout my work, and have some self-love for myself. And sometimes I fall short because y'all moms know sometimes we can go. And I figured out what we have to do more of, y'all. We have to hit the reset button. And you know sometimes like when something's not working right and it's a little bit off, but you hit that reset button and it takes it back to the start. It takes it back to where it works at its best. Well, that's what we have to do when it comes to relationships, when it comes to work, when things are all going right. You got to take a step back, boom, hit that reset button and let things recalibrate to where it needs to be. Now, it's easier said than done, right? You're over here probably thinking, like, come on, Swin, you talking all this talk, but that's very difficult to do. Well, it's difficult to fall in love, too. It's difficult to pursue your passion and to become somebody that's in upper management, to be that only woman that's in a room full of men at a table, at a job. it's hard to be a woman of color that's trying to break into an industry that's not known to let women of color in. It's very difficult to be a man that wants to be an ally, but at the same time, worried about what his friends and different people, maybe in his community, think if he's standing up for men or gay men or men that are out here struggling or being oppressed in different ways, because that's not the right manly thing to do. But to you, it's the right thing to do. So we all have challenges and things that we struggle with. But you have to figure out, where does that foundation of love in all of this start? Because see, look, it's easy whenever you get into the initial phase of anything. And you know why I say it's easy? Because people want to help. People want to support whatever it is you want to do, right? But sometimes we don't take advantage of that completely. We don't form the right relationships at the beginning when the foundation is just getting built, in order to foster them as they go. I saw online one of my high school friends, high school teammates, I should say, not only friend, but she was celebrating her 20th anniversary, I believe, 20 years of marriage, right? And she went off to college. We all went off to college together. And she had gotten pregnant in college. And her husband, now husband, and her were young. They had their son, but they decided, we're going to rock out. We're going to do whatever it takes to build our family to what we want it to be. So 20 years later, three kids, and they have a beautiful life. They have a company they're running together. And they just figured a way to stick it out. And sometimes people are thinking like, man, like 20 years. I'm like, yeah, 20 years where it could have just been easy to say, no, we're going to walk away from this. And I looked at her picture and I looked at her and her husband on vacation. And I was like, damn, I ain't got no complaints. So if my husband and I ever have a disagreement, we can get frustrated at each other. But that's when you got to go back to, where did that initial point of love come from? Where were you your happiest? Where were the smiles? Where was the support and how you talk to one another and how you are with one another? See, because I'm going to give y'all a couple of my, these are just my opinions, suggestions, call them whatever you want to call them. But I think that as women, sometimes one of the things that we have to do, and I have to do, I can put myself right in there, because y'all, listen, I'm giving y'all some advice about some things, but it's because some of the stuff I've either gone through, am currently going through, or I'm growing with y'all. Y'all know me, I'm very transparent. I try to keep this podcast as authentic as possible, because this is the space that I want us to all connect and be able to share and be a support for one another, and to also be able to help other men that may be trying to get more insight on women for their daughters, for their wives, for their sisters, mothers, whomever, to help them as well. But so as women, we need to think about what makes us happy first. Right? Because sometimes we can get so caught up in like all those things I just said, the work, the family, the kids, the this, that, the other. But what makes you happy? Because you cannot tell somebody else how to make you happy, how to love you, unless you do those things for yourself first, unless you know exactly what it is that you need. That's the only way. Now, y'all know, I know some of y'all out there got some mamas and some grandmas and other people where you've heard that saying where they're like, no, once you get a husband, you got to train them up in the way that you need them. You got to train them up. And I'm laughing about it because I know my Nana used to say it all the time. Now, granted, my Nana had 12 kids, 75, she had 12 kids and 75 first grandkids. But that's neither here nor there. Yes, I come from a really big family. So if y'all doing the math, yes, there's a lot of cash is running around out there. But anyway, I say that to say that you're not just only trying to train up your husband in a way to learn how to love you, or your wife in a way to try to learn how to love you and to make you happy. You also need to be a student and learning from them. What makes them happy? What makes them feel loved? And you're not always going to get it right. Now, listen, you're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to have the answers. But I go back to trusting the timing of your life that you're in right now. And if your life and your relationship, your job, whatever it is, calls for you to put in that work, put in that work. Hit that reset button and go back to when it all made sense and why you found that love and that joy in whatever it is that you're doing. This is more for me. This podcast today is about inspiring some of y'all that are out there right now that are either going through some of these things, that are struggling with some of these issues that I brought up, or just trying to figure out for yourself, like I said, how to love yourself, how to make yourself happy. And if you know how to do that, then you'll already have the expectations and you'll already be able to teach the person that you want to love you and to make you happy because you'll know what you want. Some of us, I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't know what you want because some of us think that somebody walked through the door with flowers and a bunch of expensive presents and it makes you happy for that moment and you post everything on social media and you're talking about it and everybody's commenting, oh my God, he brought you this, you did that, the other. And then literally the next day you wake up and you're depressed. You're not happy. You're damn near miserable. And then you realize that didn't really make me happy. That stimulated me. Now, come on, y'all. Y'all need to listen to this. There's a difference between being stimulated and being loved, right? Like I think about that kind of love that's like when I walk past you, I either want to brush up against you, I want to touch you, I want to hug you, I want to smell what you smell like. That's some kind of, I know you're here, I love you, I got you, you got me. Now, listen, marriage isn't always easy. Relationships aren't always easy. You ain't always going to want to walk past somebody. Sometimes you're going to want to walk past somebody and be like, you stink, I don't want you to be near me. That's the reality. Hey, it happens. Everything ain't always peaches and cream. But you should try. You should try every day to make your day as happy as possible. Life is too short, y'all. Y'all see what's happening out here in the world. We gotta love more. We gotta love ourselves more. We gotta love people that we love more. We gotta show people what love looks like. We gotta raise these kids up with love to let them know how to love other people. Everybody was saying to me, I spoke at this event in the city and a lot of people were coming up to me and they were saying, oh man, it was so powerful and I want you to come here to speak and I'm not sure how I can be of any help to change kind of what's happening in our country. And I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. They said, how? I said, you got social media, right? They said, yeah. I said, you're on Facebook, right? I said, yeah. I said, you're part of an organization right here, right? They said, yeah. I said, there's about 600 people in this room, right? They said, yeah. I said, why aren't you networking? Why aren't you pushing out a message? Because you may not have Swing Cash's platform, but you have your own platform. And I don't care if you only reach 5 people, 10 people. You're spreading a positive message and that can be contagious. Let that thing spread like wildfire. Let's be bigger than, be better than anything that's happening in this country. And you know how we're going to do that, y'all? We're going to do it with a lot more love. Like my girl Sade said, it's no ordinary love. It's that can't eat, can't sleep. I'ma change the world. I'm confident in who I am, what I need, what I want, and what I want to give kind of love. If y'all with me, make sure y'all hit me up on social media. Make sure you send me the message. Just drop a heart and let me know. You're here for the love. You're here to spread more of it and less of the negativity that's out there. Let's find the common thread in one another. And I know what that common thread is. It's simple. It's love. All right, y'all, before we get out of here, we have to do our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten that crown. First off, take a seat. Y'all know it has to go to the weather. Yo, did y'all see this last week? Unbelievable. Listen, I know that it's January, we're hitting into February right now, but I'm gonna need these negative temperatures to exit stage left. Please take several seats and do not come back, or else I'm gonna have to change my area code right now with a flight that's hitting up out of here. Yes, the weather was horrible. So take a seat to the weather. Next up, we have our take a bow. So our take a bow for this week has to go to the Black Panther movie. Did y'all see at the SAG AFTA Awards where they won and a beautiful speech that was given on stage about the representation of more people of color in film? Unbelievable to see that Black Panther is still doing numbers and still winning in awards season. So take a bow to Black Panther. I hope y'all win an Oscar. My vote's in. And continue success to the Academy and to all of the filmmakers and producers that are out there of making sure there's more diversity and more inclusion in all of these films. That's the only way that we grow as a country, to make sure that we can see people that look like us, that talk like us, that are in film. That's the way that our kids can dream and have aspirations of one day being there and being the next Black Panther. And lastly, our level up and straighten crown has to go to Mr. Jussie Smollett. For those of you out there, I'm pretty sure you saw the unimaginable and disgusting attack that happened against Mr. Jussie Smollett. He is an actor that plays on the hit show Empire on television. And I want to tell him to level up and straighten his crown, because even though he was attacked because of his sexuality, because of the color of his skin, he is an outspoken brother that has stood up for people that have been oppressed for years in this country. He has stood up for those young kids that sometimes don't have a voice. So I know this has been a devastating time. It has really taken back a lot of our country. Doesn't matter if you're Black, white, Hispanic. All people have been taken back by this tragedy that happened to him in Chicago. But I just want to send my encouragement out to Jussie and to his family and to everyone else that supports him, to let him know that we all need to continue to stand for inclusion. We need to continue to stand so that none of this happens ever again to anyone. So level up and straighten your crown, sir. You will continue to do amazing things, and we are all behind you. And now our positive note before we get out of here. I saw this meme on social media, and this speaks volumes to what I was talking about today. The meme says, "I no longer give toxic people patience. I no longer give their toxicity room to breathe. I no longer try to make their poison taste sweet." So to sum it all up, ain't nobody got time for that. All that negativity, you can keep it over there. We're about love. We no longer have time to dwell in negativity or toxic environments or toxic people. So if you want to do all that, keep it over there. So for us in this boat right here, we're going to move with love, and we're moving forward with positivity, and we are going to be the change that we want to see. We'll see y'all next time on She's Got Time. Make sure you're hitting us up always on our social media channels at She's Got Time. You also can email us swinggottime@gmail.com. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you're subscribing, you're hitting a like, and make sure you're commenting at the bottom. Always appreciate you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.